We're still in the Reb Chaim Volozhiner's introduction to the fifth parak. We were in the introduction to the introduction. Now, he said some very deep concepts. The last 2 days was the introduction. What he basically said was, again, that the way Hashem created the world is that there's the upper worlds. In the upper worlds, everything is Tar V'Kadosh. The Ra, the Koach of evil, it only exists in this world. But Hashem made 10 worlds. And the purpose of the 10 worlds is that the evil manifests itself more and more and more and more until it gets down here, it really looks like evil. The way to overpower the evil, which is the whole purpose why the evil was created, is to connect to our neshama. Why? Because our neshama is really connected to the highest of the best worlds, the highest of the most tahar worlds. So therefore, if you connect to your neshama, the neshama then is connected all the way down to this world, and by you connecting to the neshama, you can defeat the bad. He added on, he said that a Jew's neshama is so kadosh, it's like the kodesh HaKadoshim. And he says, a goy doesn't have that power. A goy is disconnected from upper worlds. The Jew is connected his neshama to the upper worlds. So he says that Titus and Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But a Jew doing an Avera has more of an impact than the Avera of Titus and Nebuchadnezzar. And like he said yesterday, he said, imagine I would tell you, you're a bigger Russian than Titus and Nebuchadnezzar, you wouldn't be too happy. But the truth of the matter is, he says that a Jew, the sinas chinam of the Jew, that created the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in the upper world, did more impact than the destruction of the physical world that Titus and Nebuchadnezzar did. And then he ended up saying that when a person brings a bad machshava into their lathe, listen to this one, when he brings a bad machshava into his lathe, it's worse than when Titus brought a zona into his heart, into the Beis HaKadosh HaKadosh. When Titus brought a zona to the Beis HaKadosh HaKadosh, he did an avera in the physical world.
He's not even doing the avera.
Right. Thinking of the machshava is like bringing a zona to the Kodesh HaKadosh. Because the lave of the yid is the Kodesh HaKadosh. The machshava is bringing the zona to the Kodesh HaKadosh, and you're affecting greater worlds than Titus did with his physical act. This is what Reb Chaim Volozhiner said. This is one of the most powerful. And yeah, I said, it took us this far until Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, I'm about to say something scary.
That's a scary one, Rabbi.
Yeah, he doesn't scare us too often, right? He knows what's scary. This is a scary
but,
one.
But Rabbi, just to recap, the first one that the Jew in this impacts Shemaim more than Titus and Nebuchadnezzar is by an action here, or what was it? Or was it machshava? What, I missed the first.
Yeah. That just means even our averos affect the upper worlds more than the averos of Titus and Nebuchadnezzar.
I got you. So our averos, lemaase, non machshavot, things that we do are much more impactful than what.
Yes. Gotcha. Okay. Fine. Now he's going to get into
any avera, like mamash. Is it certain
It's bahadraga. You know, it's in relation to the avera that a guy would do. But the evil action of a guy has a very limited scope of where it affects. It affects the physical world. But the evil action of the Jew affects the upper worlds to the point that, like you said, the sinas chinam of the Jew really is what destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That was the sinas chinam of the Jew. That destroyed the Beis HaMikdash for real. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in the hands of Titus and Nebuchadnezzar, that was a physical act. That didn't have the koach to affect the upper worlds. That's Reb Chaim Volozhiner's, you know, piece. I remember when we learned Nefesh HaChaim, which is the other sefer Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, when we learned it in my yeshiva, in Pesach Yeshiva, so the Rosh Yeshiva introduced Nefesh HaChaim with a piece from Rabbeinu Yonah, that Rabbeinu Yonah says that a person, the most fundamental principle in Yiddishkeit, in Avodas Hashem, is Shiyeda Ha'adam Erech Atzmoi. A person has to know his own self-worth. Because if a person doesn't think that he can affect anything, no, I'm a little guy. You know, who am I anyway? And that's what Chaim Volozhiner is saying. No, who are you? You're a big guy. You can connect to, you're connected to all the worlds. And everything we do has a power to affect a lot of things, like we gave the Moshe with the gears. Okay, now with this in mind, he goes along and to explain the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah is a very hard Mishnah to understand, and he explains it mamish, unbelievable. He says like this, Ba'asara ma'amarais nivra ha'olam. The oil was created with 10 ma'amarais. Uma Talmud loymar. Ma Talmud loymar means, why did Hashem have to tell us this? That's how he explains the question. Why did Hashem have to tell us this? So it's really two questions. Number one is, why did he tell us this? And also, why did he do it? Ella, it was done. It was there to give worse punishment to the guy, to the Rishayim that destroyed the world because it was created with 10 statements. And to give a benefit, let tzaddikim shemakayim es olam shenivra basar mamar. So tzaddikim are makayim the world, and it was made with a sar mamar. So pashup shah, what it means is, oh, if the world was created with 10 mamars and the Russia destroys it, that's much worse. So it's giving more punishment to the Russia, and the tzaddik is being makayim the world. Oh, look how much effort Hashem put into it. And he says, no. Based on everything we said, let me explain to you the depth of the Mishnah. The Mishnah means the following. The Mishnah is saying, the world was created with 10 ma'amaras. But remember, the way he's explaining it, the 10 ma'amaras are each one on top of another. That means the first ma'amar was the most sublime, the most tahar and kadosh. Then it became a little more physical, a little more physical, a little more physical until the physical world. Why did Hashem have to do it that way? In other words, why did Hashem have to make it in a way that the ra had a place in this world, and yet, up there is where the Tov is. It's pure, and why do you do it this way? So he said, the reason is, the first question is why, and why do we have to know about this? Why is it important for us to know? So he said, the first answer to the first part is, because I want to tell you this, Yisoid, because I want you to know that when a person does an Avera, they're not just doing it in this one world, and the physical plane. They're doing it and affecting all the upper worlds, even the most kadosh world, the world that's the most tar. Our averos have the koach to affect that world. That's what it means. It's unbelievable pshat. He's not just saying, well, if the world was created with 10 ma'amaros, then it's worse when you destroy it. Because that really, if you think about it, doesn't make a lot of sense, that pshat, because Hashem took more effort from Hashem, 10 words, one word, what does that mean? The way he's saying it, no. The concept is, the world was created in this place, that there's a place of physicality, but there's a place of pure spirituality in the worlds. And when a Russia does an aver, they're affecting even the most kadosh world. And therefore, you're going to get punished based on that. So therefore, you have to know this. You have to know how far does your actions go. How far do your actions go? Your actions affect all 10 worlds, even the most tar world that you don't even see. You're affecting all the way up there. However, why did Hashem make it this way? Hashem made it this way, so that the tzaddik knows that when he's doing something special, he is being matayr, even the tar worlds. He is being matayr and adding kedusha even to the most sublime, even to the most tar world. So it's set up this way, so we should do it. Now he says, a great var. He says, I'll prove to you that really we are connected to the most upper worlds. He says, because, you know, there's a chazal in Parshas Bereishis. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that no one was jealous. So the first day he created the sky. And the second day, every day he created something. First he created something in the Shemayim. And then he created something in the Aretz. Where's the Chazal? It says, "Bayom Arisha Nivra Shemayim Ba'aretz." He did Shemayim and Aretz. "Basheni Rakia," in the Sheni he did the sky. "Bashlishi Tatcha Aretz," he did the ground. "Bayom Ravi," the fourth day was Ma'aretz, the moon in the sky in the Shemayim. "Bayom Chamishi Yishtu Amayim," was the animals down here. So now, "Bayom Ashishi," we're stuck. He says, if I'm going to do something which is in the Shemayim, the Aretz will be jealous. If I'm going to do something in the Aretz, the Shemayim will be jealous. So what did he do? He made Adam. Because Adam is b'Shemayim and in the Aretz. So he says, well, it's not such a good, look, that's like, if I would be Shemayim, I'd still be jealous. Because Adam is much more in the Aretz than he's in the Shemayim. Adam lives down here. So yeah, he's spiritual, whatever. But he lives down here. So how is the Shemayim pleased with this compromise? So he says, no, because remember I told you many times. He says, we are actually physically in both places. Because the neshama, like the Rukhaim Balazhan has always been explaining, the neshama is really a piece of Shemayim that's stretched out. It's stretched out, and then it finds a place in our guf. That's why he says the guf in Chazal is called the na'al, the shoe. It's the shoe for the neshama. The neshama is inside, and the guf is like the na'al, the shoe for the neshama. Right? That's why it says in by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a shal na'alecha ma'al raglecha, take your shoe off, which he explains means take your physicality out, just deal with the neshama. So that means that really he says we exist in both. Our neshama exists in Shemayim, and our guf is down here. And this was a pshara, and now everyone's happy because he created something which exists in both places. So therefore, every time we use our neshama, we're actually either being pogem chas v'shalom in the elyonim, or we're being metaher the elyonim. So either we're doing something good or something bad. But this is the koach, and this is what the lesson that the Mishnah is coming to teach us. It's unbelievable pshat in the Mishnah. Brand new pshat in the Mishnah was the depth of the Mishnah. Okay? So, I think the simple reading is of the Mishnah would be to say, well, if you know that Hashem, it took him 10 words to do the world, so it's much worse when you destroy the world. But like we said, that's a little bit shver. It's not such a geshmak pshat because it doesn't take Hashem more effort or less effort. But according to this, no, the ten words means the 10 worlds, that each one corresponds to a level in Shemayim. And this is to teach us that when we do Averis, we're affecting everyone. But when we do mitzvahs, we're also affecting the entire spectrum of the world. So he says here, L'chein Amar, and then he says, because ultimately, by us doing more and more mitzvos, we can perfect the world. Because we have the ability to get the ra out. We have the ability to get the ra out of the world. That's what it says, ubiyarta hara mikirbecha. You can get rid of the ra if we do enough. And he says, that's what it means. The Chazal say, b'chol levavcha is b'shnei yitzarecha. You should serve Hashem with both of your yitzers. Because if you serve Hashem with your yitzer tov, in the end, the Yetzer Hara turns around and says, it doesn't have that koach to do it. So this is the lesson that Reb Chaim Volozhiner teaches us. I think it's very, very, very powerful lesson.
What do you mean by serving with the Yetzer Hara?
Yeah, right. What it means is that in the end, you will be destroying the power of the Ra. So therefore, the other tendencies that you'll have will also be kadosh. That's what he says. Now, he gives one more pshat here that it's a little, I wasn't going to get into it, but he says like this, that, let me see how I can explain this. That basically, he unbelievable pshat also. The second pshat he says in the Mishnah is that the reason why Hashem created the world in 10 stages, why didn't Hashem just put all the forces of good and evil, mix them up and put them in one world? Why did it have to be done in this way? He said specifically for the same reason. Hashem didn't want to mix everything up in one world because then there would be no way to decipher our actions and say, well, this is here and this is there. And Hashem wants to make it that ultimately the Ra, the evil, can only penetrate to a certain degree. But there's always, like we said yesterday, with the koach of tshuva and the koach of mavra midosa, there's always a point where the tov can go deeper than the ra. There's, like we said, if you have weeds growing, so either you can pull out each weed, but there's another way to do it. Take a shovel and go all the way under the ground and just shovel out all the weeds. So he says the ra penetrates a certain amount, but it can only penetrate a certain depth. But the koach of tshuva is magas ad kisei arkava. The tshuva can go deeper than the worst avera. So therefore, Hashem made it in 10 stages to make us a point that no, the ra can't reach there. And only the tov can reach there. And therefore, the tov can always beat the ra, and the ra does not have a space to last forever. So this is why Hashem, you know, there's a quote from Chaim Lozhin in the second shot, he's adding an explanation to another question. Why did Hashem have to make 10 ma'amar? And why did Hashem have to create the world in 10 stages? Why don't you just take all the powers of the world, mix them all up in a meatball, and make the world? And this is the answer, because he wanted to differentiate between the levels to create a space that there, this is the extent where the evil can reach, but the tov can always reach deeper and further and higher than the ra, so we can always access that through tshuva, through the koach of tshuva. And this is Rav Chaim Volozhin's shot in the Mishnah. Obviously, it's a pretty deep shot. Took us a couple of days to get to, but this is what he says. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll continue. Okay. Shkach, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Shkach.
Thank you.